Masechet Betzah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. We've been talking about certain actions on Yom Tov that Hachamim prohibited because they resemble weekday activities, and we want to make sure that that the Yom Tov maintains its holy status and it's looked at in a very honorable way. So we'll bring a few more examples in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hamevi kadeyayin mimakom lemakom lo yevi'em besal ubekupa. A person who's bringing big barrels or jugs of wine from one place to another on Yom Tov is not allowed to bring them in a basket or in a box. The reason for that is a basket or a box is usually used to carry a very large quantity of wine, which would be a heavy burden. Carrying a heavy burden is not a Yom Tov type activity. It resembles a weekday activity, so carrying it in that way is not allowed. Aval mevihu al ketefo o lefanav, but he brings these jugs of wine either on his shoulder or in his hands behind him. Those are proper ways to carry it, and they don't look like they are the normal way to carry large quantities of wine. Rather, that's how people carry small quantities of wine. Therefore, they don't look like a weekday activity. Vechen, hamolichat ha-tevin lo yavshil ta-kupa le-ahorav. Somebody who's carrying a box of straw cannot take the box and sling it over his back to carry it, because that's how a person would carry a large amount of straw, or he would do that if he was going a long way, and those, again, are weekday activities. Aval mevi'ah hu biado. He carries it in his hand. Now we'll talk about using straw on Yom Tov. This halakha is going to be part of a series that we talk about when it comes to the laws of mukseh items that are set apart, not allowed to be used on Shabbat or Yom Tov on a rabbinic level. Umatchilin ba'arimat ha-tevin, a person is allowed to begin taking stalks from a new pile of straw, even though the owner did not plan on using that pile before Yom Tov, if you want to use that straw on Yom Tov. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. There's a very famous machloket throughout Shas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon when it comes to the laws of mukseh. Rabbi Yehuda is stricter. Rabbi Yehuda says, anything that a person did not actively set aside, in other words, that he didn't plan or expect to use on the holiday, is considered to be mukseh and set apart. Rabbi Shimon takes a more lenient view. He says that if the item is fit to use, then automatically it becomes mukhan, which is the opposite of mukseh, and a person is able to use it on Yom Tov. He doesn't have to actively think about it. It just has to be something that he would normally use. This opinion follows the view of Rabbi Shimon over here when saying that even though these stalks were not set aside by him, and he didn't plan on using them, since they're usable, they do not take on the mukseh status. But he's not allowed to take lumber that was in his mukseh. Mukseh here means a storage area, and he can't take wood from the storage area and use it for firewood. That would not be allowed on Yom Tov, because the wood here wasn't intended for Yom Tov use. The wood here is not going to be used for firewood. Generally, it was probably set aside for construction, which is asur on Yom Tov, and therefore the wood becomes mukseh according to everybody. We're talking about here large beams, and the owner is not going to usually use them for firewood. He's usually going to use them for construction purposes. Therefore, since they're merchandise, we call them mukseh mehamat hisaron kis. They're mukseh because we're nervous that that a person is going to damage them and he won't be able to use them. You're right. So here we're using them for firewood. They're going to be burned anyway. Person wants to use it for firewood. It doesn't matter. Once Shabbat started and these items were set aside for building purposes and they're considered to be delicate and items that we don't want to damage, automatically they bring on that status of mukseh mehamat hisaron kis. But if the owner had began taking some of the wood and using it as firewood before the holiday started, then he shows that he does plan on using it for firewood, and therefore the item does not become mukseh. Masechet Betzah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah is going to talk about wood in two different halachic contexts on Yom Tov. Mishnah says, En notlin etzim min ha-sukkah. A person not allowed to be notel, to detach wood from a sukkah. The sukkah here we're mentioning is not a halachic sukkah necessarily. It's any type of hut. This would fall under the melacha of soter, of demolishing. So you can't detach wood from this hut on Yom Tov. Ela mina samukha, but you're allowed to detach wood that is next to a hut if it's not attached to it. What we're saying over here is that many times the wood would be interwoven with reeds that would be connected to the hut. So here, a person's allowed to take wood if it's not connected actually to the hut, but it's next to it. That wouldn't be a problem of soter, of demolishing. Wood is usually considered to be mukseh, unless it was intended to be used for Yom Tov. This is in accordance with the view of Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah. As we explained in the last Mishnah, there's a machloket throughout Shas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says you actually have to intend to use something to make it non-mukseh on Shabbat. Well, Rabbi Shimon would say, no, if it's usable, it automatically is not mukseh on Shabbat. So here we're going to follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to have actual intention to use something on Yom Tov or Shabbat. Even though we're saying the word Shabbat, it's Yom Tov and Shabbat are interchangeable. So we'll plug that in to these new cases of wood. Mevi'in etzim min ha-sadeh min ha-mechunas. You're allowed to bring wood in from a field only if it's from a pile that the owner put there before Yom Tov. By putting it in a pile, it shows that you intend to use it, and therefore it is not mukseh. And likewise, umin ha-karpef afilu min ha-mefuzad. If you want to take wood from a karpef is like a shed, an enclosure, even if the wood here is not piled up, but it's scattered all around, that is permitted as long as it's within this enclosure. The fact that it's in the enclosure, which is a safe place where a person keeps things that he wants to make use of, shows that he wants to use it on Yom Tov, and therefore all of the wood in this enclosure is not considered to be mukseh. But what type of enclosure is permitted? Mishnah asks, ezehu karpef, what type of enclosure are we allowing a person to use to say everything inside is not mukseh? Which is the wood we're talking about. We say, Kol ha-samuch la'ir divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, any type of enclosure that is near the town. It has to be near the town in order to consider it to be not mukseh. The Bar Tenura throws in over here that, of course, he also needs you to have a lock and key to this karpef, to the shed. That's the only way you show that you actually care about what's inside of it and you plan to make use of it. You have to have two conditions according to the Yehuda. It has to be close to the town so that it's accessible on Yom Tov, and also that you have a lock and key. Rabbi Yose Omer, Kol Shenichnasin Lo Bepotachat Ba'afilu Betoch Dehom Shabbat. According to Rabbi Yose, no, it doesn't have to be near the town, but as long as the enclosure has a lock and key, it doesn't need to be near the town, then in that situation, as long as it's within the Tehom Shabbat, that means as long as you can halachically get there on the Yom Tov, that is considered to be a halachic karpef that you can take wood from on Yom Tov. The wood in there is not mukseh because it's accessible in some way. Okay, maybe it's not right near the town, but as long as you have access to it, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yoseh, it is permitted and not mukseh on Yom Tov.